You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Public radio listeners come from a lot of different backgrounds, places, and points of view. But one thing I think is true of pretty much everybody who listens is you like to learn stuff, no matter what age you are. So right now we want to hear from you. What new thing have you learned lately, or what do you want to learn but you haven't gotten rolling on it yet? Call in now. Tell us about it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. This could be book learning or how-to type stuff. Could be for career growth or just for fun. What have you learned lately? What are you learning now? Call 800-642-1234. Go right to your calls. Laura is with us in Manitowoc. Laura, hi.
Hi.
What are you learning, Laura?
I'm learning to play the drums.
Awesome. Okay, how are you doing it?
Well, I started out by taking lessons from the local music school. I went back and forth about it, and I finally just decided I'm going to do it. And now I have expanded that to also include a lot of online learning. There's a surprising number of resources for that. And I just spend an undeserved amount of time just basically jamming to my favorite music, playing along with that. And it's incredible what it does for your mind. I had no idea, but drumming in particular is just really, really good for your brain.
I'm with you, Laura. I've been kind of teaching myself. I'm a saxophonist in rock bands, so I always assumed I could play drums. It turns out I can't, but it's a lot of fun trying. And you're right, the brain, it's just like trying to coordinate all four limbs like that. It's really a brain exercise, isn't it?
Well, it's not so much trying to coordinate them. It's trying to separate the four limbs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that it's a procedure. And how coincidental, I started out as a saxophonist as well.
Wow. It's a trend. Can I ask how old you are, Laura, before I let you go?
53.
Okay. And so cool, middle age, I guess. I'm near there with you. Pretty cool doing this new thing then.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really enjoying it.
Laura, thank you so much for getting us started. We'll go now to Eva in Greendale. Eva, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What are you learning, Eva?
I am learning Korean.
Korean. What? There's a lot of languages out there. What made you pick Korean?
I recently got into K-pop, and usually that's a frowned upon reason to start learning Korean. But I started listening to the music, and I fell in love with the beauty of the language and how complex it was. So I looked into it. I found an app, and some of my friends are learning it too, so I've decided to learn it from them and to use this app to challenge myself and challenge my thinking, especially over this summer.
How long have you been at it, Eva?
Only a few months, but so far it's been going very well.
And now when you listen to that Korean pop music, the K-pop music, are you starting to understand some of the lyrics yet?
A few of them. I'm starting to connect the dots sometimes. I'll see a word and say, hey, I've heard that before, and look up the lyrics and realize that I did see it.
Fantastic. Eva, before I let you go, can you tell us if we want to check out K-pop, what's a good band or artist to start with?
I would recommend BTS or Twice.
BTS or Twice. BTS I've heard of. Thank you so much, Eva. That's great. Good luck with the Korean. How about you? We're asking what you are learning, what you've learned lately, what you want to learn in the near future, what it would take to get motivated to do it. You can call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Mary Beth in Black River Falls. Mary Beth, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What are you learning, Mary Beth?
I am dedicating myself to learning classical Pilates. I'm approaching 60, and it's probably my fifth career change in my lifetime, but I'm very excited about it.
Oh, so you're not just learning the Pilates, you're learning to be, you said a career change. Are you going to be an instructor?
Right, exactly.
Cool. How hard is it to do that?
Let me put it to you this way. I have done mini triathlons before, and it is way harder than that.
Okay, so that's probably not going to be my career future, it sounds like. All right. Well, how
most
long until you're... go ahead.
Well, most of the people that I do this with are in their 20s and 30s, and it's a piece of cake for them. And so, but I kind of think it's really a a competitive advantage because I really have to learn everything in a incremental kind of building block way. It's really tough. But it's I really do want to work with people that are in their retirement and want to maintain their mobility. And so I think it's really important to be able to know exactly how to build the foundation to do it. So I'm really excited about it.
Mary Beth, thanks for calling and good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Joe now with us in Fox Lake. Joe, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I am just getting ready to get back into graduate school to work on my master's in math education so I can become kind of like a mini professor.
Wow. Okay, so have you been a teacher up to this point, or is this a whole new career path for you?
I haven't. I've gotten off track, and the way I said this is I'm getting back on track for my life's work.
Now, you're a math guy, I'm guessing, Joe.
A little bit.
Okay. Now, some years back, I was like, I'm going to teach myself calculus. So I got a calculus textbook. And I was like, I got to back up. Pre-calculus. No, trigonometry. And I worked through some of that and petered out. For those of us who don't think of ourselves as math people, you want to give us a pep talk to maybe give it another chance?
It's okay. So two things. One, there's a difference between cooking and baking. In cooking, you can just kind of throw stuff together and see how it turns out. In baking, there's an exact required recipe. There's a lot of mathematics that is like baking. It takes an exact recipe. Otherwise, it's like riding a bike. You don't get good at it the first time you jump off. Sometimes you're going to crash, and that's okay. You just got to keep going, and eventually you'll get there.
Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. Good luck in grad school. I'm a better cook than I am a baker, for sure. We are asking what you have learned, what you're learning lately, what you want to learn in the near future. You can call in at 800-642-1234. We asked on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Meg says, I'm 56 and learning to play the ukulele. I took a few lessons to get started. Now I'm going on my own. Back to your calls now. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hello.
Well, I'm into three different learnings right now. First of all, I joined EAA a couple of years ago, and I'm looking forward to AirVenture at the end of the week. I want to learn more about aviation and planes. I joined a bird club a couple of years ago, bought a Birds of Wisconsin book so I can learn more about the birds of Wisconsin, and I'm also very into the history of Wisconsin right now through books and history clubs. So,
let's talk about the birding, Cindy, because that's something I'm terrible at. I'm very bad at identifying, like, you know, a flower out of groups of flowers or birds out of groups of birds, that kind of thing, unless it's like really obvious, like an eagle or a sandhill crane. Are you like pretty good at distinguishing those birds already?
No, that's why I joined a bird
club. You're learning.
I bought a bird book. So
okay.
I can have some references, but yeah, like the typical stuff we can all figure out. But there's so many different warbler species and you know, little birdies of all different song species types. I don't know half of what they are. To me, they're all sparrows, but they're really not.
That's so. Where I am. So good luck, Cindy, with that and your other and aviation and Wisconsin history. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. We heard from Brandy on the Ideas Network Facebook page. She just says she's learning knitting. So that's cool. I just don't know if I'd have the patience for that. I've tried a couple times. So far, no good. Back to your calls now. Jerry is with us in Johnson Creek. Jerry, hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
What are you learning, Jerry?
Well, I've been studying Spanish for about a year and a half. I'm 70 years old, so I've got to learn real quick.
Now, how are you doing it? How are you trying to learn Spanish?
I started out just doing one online course. Now I'm doing three or four online courses. I have a tutor in Costa Rica that I talk to every week.
Cool.
I have a friend that I made, a Mexican friend that I made on Skype, and I talk to her once a week. Textbooks, storybooks. I'm doing everything I possibly can to get this language.
I'm doing it. I'm so far just been doing an app, and I turn on Univision sometimes. I'm terrible at foreign languages historically. Do you feel like you're making pretty good progress, Jerry?
I can read and write pretty well. Staying within my boundaries. It took a couple of trips to Mexico last 2 years, and last year we took a bus and had to take a transfer to get where we were going, and nobody at all on the bus spoke spoke English. We got where we were supposed to go. We didn't get lost, and I was pretty happy about that.
Muy bueno, Jerry. Good luck. Thanks.
Yes, yes.
Let's see. Time for another caller, or maybe two. Andy is with us in Beaver Dam. Andy, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What are you learning, Andy?
I recently became an apprentice blacksmith.
Blacksmith. Okay. So what goes into that?
Well, I've always liked working with my hands, and I've been pretty good at woodworking, and I kind of wanted to expand into more permanent fixtures that wouldn't rot over time. So I kind of got into blacksmithing, and it's been really fun so far.
Okay, I'm guessing it's, I mean, it looks hard, and I'm guessing it's even harder than it looks. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how about physically? Like, does it tire you out?
Oh, it's exhausting. Swinging a hammer when it's 90 degrees out and the forge is right next to you and that's blaring at 400 degrees minimum. It's just exhausting and just so much sweat. It's a good workout, though.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. We've heard from a bunch of people. We don't have time for everybody. Helen in Madison tells us she's learning to play African drums at age 75. Cool. We heard from Althea, who's taken a class in editing and research. How about you? Let us know what you're learning on the Ideas Network Facebook page.